Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sing it with us, Coach Meyer.
Here comes a time. Time.
She's singing
when
it.
Hear a certain call.
Love it.
Coach Katie Meyer is sitting down with us. 3 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is sponsored by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Don't end that music, Solana. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. We are at the Watsco Center, and Canes will open their season men's basketball team against number 5 Louisville tonight at 6:30. And inexplicably, Coach Katie Meyer, head coach of the women's basketball team, her entrance music on our show has become We Are the World, and I am delighted by it. She is horrified by it.
She doesn't seem excited.
Every time we do it, I forget the origins of it as well.
You should, because it was bad on you.
Yeah, it was my fault. It always is. It always is. Coach Katie Meyer, been the head coach here at UM for women's basketball since 2005, and they're ranked number 18
headed into the season.
And you guys open Sunday, right?
Yeah, we do. Sunday
right here at the
3.
Watsco Center. Yeah. Jackson State will be in town. We were asking this of Coach Larinaga when he was on with us earlier. So you're less than a week out from the start of your basketball season. Are you 24/7 basketball right now, or can you enjoy life also, or are you just locked in?
Well, no, I'm never 24/7. I mean, it's always on my mind, but as intense as I am, I mean, I think the players actually pray for me to go for a walk or go work out or something, you know, to sort of have a release just to stay balanced. I mean, it's a long season. It's not a sprint, and you got to stay healthy, and you got to have a healthy perspective. You know, as a coach, one reaction can undo a lot of positive work, and so you got to make sure that you're level and you're even.
Okay, because we had Coach L up here, and he was saying he just sent a picture of a lion to his team last night, saying we have to approach it with the eye of the tiger. Are you that way, Coach?
You're always searching for an edge, you know, and that's our job. So yeah, I come up with analogies that just pop into my head, and I make stuff up, and it gets kind of crazy. And today we talked about being lost, and would you admit you were lost, or would you stop and ask the postman for directions, or are you just going to keep pretending you know what you're doing, even though you're lost? Like, I'm right here. Ask me for directions. I'll tell you how to get to the hospital. But I'm right here for you. So we're in that phase right now where they're still kind of trying out, you know, they're still trying to figure out what their role is, and so they don't want to be wrong. But you know, wrong is where learning starts. So someone's got to be wrong in order to learn. So raise your hand if you're lost. Okay, that's who I'm coaching, and the ones I'm coaching are the ones who play. So you kind of got to get through to your team that way. It's okay to be wrong, but please learn.
The way you say that, you love it.
I love it.
Coach Larinaga was telling us, he goes, you know, I could be retired right now, maybe play golf a couple times a week. Because I was asking him on opening night, you still get the butterflies, the juice or whatever. And he's like, why would I want to be doing anything else? You love it, just the way you said that.
Yeah, we do. I mean, both Coach and I are, we love being in a university. I mean, we're educators. And that's really who we are. And so when you meet a young person and you think, gosh, you know what, in 4 years, maybe you're better because, like, I had the pleasure to work with you. Well, that's an honor. You know, it's an honor. It's very humbling, but it's something that we both carry a huge amount of respect for.
And I read an interview that you did earlier, I want to say last week, and you were saying you have 10 to 12 players that could start for you.
Yeah, we do.
A lot of coaches would be scared of that because most guys want to, you know, most coaches want to solidify their starters.
Right.
To have 10 to 12 players that could start for you, that makes you feel good?
Yeah, it does. It does. You have to watch the film 12 times, though. I mean, you try to watch the game in one player's perspective, watch it again in another player's perspective so that you really understand, like, where they're coming from. I'm not, you know, having multiple options is great. It is more work. It is more work. I can't say after the game, well, you know, I didn't have this or I have it. So now that's just multiplies my work, but it should multiply the wins too.
I mean, you like going into a season ranked number 18 preseason,
don't
right?
Don't mind it at all.
Right. I mean, that's right. kind of the affirmation that, yeah, we've put together something special.
I've come to find out that as our ranking goes, it's our turnovers per game. So I want to get a little lower than 18. Right now, when we were 25, it was about 25 turnovers a game. 18, okay. Can we get down to like 10, 5, 9, something like that?
Coach Katie Meyer, the women's basketball team opens Sunday here at the Watsco Center against Jackson State. Now, you're opening against an unranked team. When we were talking with Coach Al, they opened tonight against number 5 team. And I asked him, like, would you prefer to open against a softer team?
Did he tell the truth?
He said, I'll tell you after tonight's score. He reserved judgment. I'll ask you the same thing.
Exactly.
Would you rather come out of the box against a high flyer, or would you rather get your footing?
You know, last year I did. I wanted to. Last year we had a veteran team. I knew we were good. We were in the preseason NIT. That was on purpose. We were going to play a ranked opponent in our second game, and I knew that, and I was ready to roll with it. This year with the 5 freshmen and a transfer, we're 6 new players. Half the team has never played a minute for me. I'd prefer to not be playing Louisville tonight.
Yeah. So how much of a challenge is that when you have so much new talent?
It's a challenge, and I'm not deferring my job to my upperclassmen, but they need that too. There's a lesson in, you know, mentoring, and we can actually pair them up. Okay, well, Maikia Gray, you have Yasmin Chang. Now make sure she's ready. You know, you got Kelsey Marshall, you got Kenza Salg. Make sure she's ready. And it's post, player, player, wing, wing, and it matches up perfectly. So there's a little mentoring going on.
Have you been tricked in the past where you watch a player through practice, through camp, and you're like, okay, she's ready, and then the lights really turn on and she's not ready?
Yep, absolutely. And I've been tricked the opposite where somebody, even Beatrice, I promise you, Beatrice Montpremier, she is up for player of the year in the nation. Her first year when she was just practicing with us and wasn't playing in games, I was like, she's really that? She's all that? But you put the lights on and you put Beatrice on a pressure situation and she is phenomenal. So I've had the opposite.
And this is her senior year, right?
This is her senior year.
Do you have to keep her level-headed? Because, yes,
no.
Preseason All-American, preseason All-ACC, I saw ACC Player of the Year. Like,
right.
All the accolades are getting thrown at
that's
Beatrice.
That's a lot. What I need to do is make sure that she feels the pressure because, my God, she earned it. You know, and pressure's a privilege and we're fine with pressure. But I got to make sure it doesn't turn into stress. And the way it's been with me is if I'm prepared – I love the pressure. When I'm unprepared, you start seeing me stress out. Well, I can do something about that. That's in my control. And I got to do that for Beatrice. So she's going to get double teamed. If I don't practice that, that's my fault if she stresses out in the first game and has 5 turnovers. That's my fault. I got to double team her every day in practice. That's my job. Not me personally, but somebody has to. And so I want to prepare her for it.
What did you say there? Pressure is a privilege?
Yes.
I like that.
Oh, come on. That's not mine.
I've never heard that.
Oh, really?
I like that. Pressure is a privilege.
It is. Well, it's nothing to be scared of.
Like, Gino Toretto, you ever heard that? Pressure is a privilege?
I think he made it up.
Gino's playing Sudoku on his phone over here. He's pulling an Adam Gase. Coach Katie Meyer is with us again. Canes women's basketball opens their season Sunday here at the Watsco Center. What'd you do during the offseason? You're one of our favorite guests to have on throughout the year, and you always talk about going fishing with Crowder.
Yes.
And I always ask you, hey, if you want to go to the mall, let me know because I don't do outdoors stuff. Did you do any fishing the offseason?
A little bit, not as much as I wanted to. We had that Italian tour with the team, so I really didn't have much of an offseason because we could practice full in August, and July's all recruiting. And so in June, when you asked me to go fishing, I got caught on a jury trial that lasted the whole month of June.
Did you really?
I really did. It was a big one. That's why I couldn't tell you guys. I was on a federal trial. Front row right there, juror number 8. That was me.
Coach, you can't pull your car.
Right.
I pulled it 3 times.
I'm Coach Katie Meyer. Leave me alone.
A phone call from Blake James.
I did that.
Julio Frank.
When I was getting that called in November and December and January for my 15 years here, I got to defer. But this time it was June and I didn't have an excuse.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
I missed
was
my
it
vacation.
Full month?
It was a full month.
Wow.
It was a heck of a trial.
Man, you got to question all her coaching decisions if she gets caught on jury duty because that's pretty easy. That's like that's getting caught in like an easy 3-2 or something.
Yeah. Part of me was like, yeah, they're not going to pick me, but part of me like this might be cool, and that was my ego got in the way. I actually it was really a pretty learning. I mean, it was an unbelievable side of life I never see.
Coach, I caught a couple felony charges in college. They never called me. So you just live too clean, coach. I'm telling you, they've never called me.
I just got to put your name on my questionnaire. Yeah, close friends with the felon.
She's just crossing off, have Crowder speak to the team before a game. She had that on the checklist for the season. It's like, yeah, you know what? Maybe not so much. So you really didn't have much free time in the offseason?
But I did leave when we were in Italy and they went back, I stayed. And I went to a little island called Ischia, Italy, and my God, is that a beautiful place. And then I did rent a boat and go fishing that day.
Oh, okay.
So that was beautiful.
It
was beautiful. Right off of like Capri. There's another little volcanic island in Italy.
Wow.
It was beautiful. They lost my luggage. So there I was.
What
without
an off season you had.
It was tough. Yeah.
That was after or before the jury duty?
Fishing in a sarong was tough, but I did it.
Did you catch anything?
I want a picture of Katie Meyer fishing in a sarong.
With my boat captain.
That'll go viral.
It just didn't seem very comfortable.
That'll go viral. So I'll ask.
I'm sweating just thinking about it.
The same thing that we asked Coach L. You get the butterflies, the juice at the beginning of the season.
Absolutely.
I mean, you've been doing it for a long time, but this is what you're doing it for, right?
Yeah. I always say there's a banker in Topeka, Kansas that never gets to high five anyone. You know, they go to work, they say, you want that ones or fives or twenties, and they don't sweat, they don't get nervous, they don't high five, and I get to hug people and tell them I love them, and they're awesome. So as long as I'm juiced like that, I got a great life.
There it is, Coach Katie Meyer. We love talking with her. And, again, they open the season Sunday here at the Watsco Center. Jackson State will be in town. And they're ranked number 18, headed into the season. And they've got a potential All-American, right? Beatrice, a preseason
top
All-American.
Five in the country.
So,
yes, she is. She's really that good, too.
Yeah,
she really
there's
is.
There's some legit excitement and expectations that come with that kind of excitement. But you know what they say, Coach?
There comes a time.
No, I was thinking of
No, pressure is a privilege.
Right, I couldn't think of it. I looked at Gino to give me the thing. Here's the song.
Bye now.
She broke into We Are the World.
I saved you.
That's why she's
saved
one of her.
You.
I literally forgot. That's why I'm not coachable. You just found out why I'm not coachable.
You can never play for coach.
I know that deer in headlights look. You looked at me like, oh boy. Wow. About to be funny, but I choked. That's okay. Next
pressure
time you'll be prepared. It won't be stress.
Pressure is a privilege.
That was awesome. That
Coach
was
Katie
awesome.
Meyer, we love her. And again, the Canes women's basketball season opens Sunday here at the Watsco Center against Jackson State. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, he's going to join us in the next segment. Blake James, the athletic director, around 4:15. Michael Irvin has already joined us today. And Jim Larinaga. I mean, this has been the loaded potato of a show we expected it to be. So this is as much fun as we expected. Thank you, Coach. Always appreciate
fun. It. All right, guys. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.